The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommended expanded usage of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine Wednesday, following approval from the Food and Drug Administration to expand the vaccine's emergency use authorization 2 days prior. Pfizer is the only coronavirus vaccine approved for those under 18. Currently, North Carolina has close to 800,000 first and second doses of the Pfizer vaccine. In wake of this news, the Orange County Health Department said a substantial allotment of the Pfizer vaccine is now available at all county walk-in and pop-up clinics, which are held Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. UNC health officials said there's a great demand for vaccines for 12 to 15-year-olds in the Chapel Hill community. At the Friday Center on Thursday, roughly 700 first-dose appointments filled up in record time, most of which were from the newly eligible age group. Future Pfizer vaccinations will continue to be offered via appointment or walk-in at eligible clinics. Dr. Michael Smith is a pediatrician and the medical director of the Duke Children's Health Center Infectious Diseases Clinic. He is also a study investigator who was involved in the recent pediatric trials of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine.
Yeah, so there were almost 2,300 children, and it's about a 50-50 split in the trial. Half of those children received a placebo or kind of a dummy injection of saline or salt water, and the other 50% received the vaccine. So that's about just over 1,000 in each group. And of those, we enrolled just over 100 here at Duke.
Smith said he recommends anyone 12 or older to get the vaccine, especially after looking at Pfizer's recently released trial results.
When you look at their press release, the important thing to note is that of the children who in the trial who ultimately had a COVID infection, all of them were in the placebo group and none were in the vaccine group. So if you got the vaccine in this trial, you did not get COVID. That translates to a vaccine that has 100% efficacy.
Experts say between 70 and 85% of the U.S. population needs to be vaccinated against COVID-19 to achieve herd immunity. With children making up a substantial portion of the population, Smith said these new federal recommendations are a step in the right direction. In North Carolina, 51% of those 18 and older have received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. When factoring in children, however, that percentage drops to 40%.
As a father and a pediatrician, I am thrilled that COVID does not tend to cause as severe disease in children as it does in adults. But let's be clear, I mean, kids are affected by this. Certainly some children do get admitted to the hospital. Certainly some children, you know, do die from this. So the risk is not zero. And I think all of us, whether we're parents or grandparents or physicians, can clearly see the impact that this pandemic has had on kids. And anything we can do to reduce disease incidence and disease transmission in kids to get kind of society back open to the way it was pre-pandemic, I think is useful.
You can find a North Carolina provider to get your COVID vaccine by visiting myspot.nc.gov. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Elle Karras.